Welcome to the Palm Village Word, spotlighting not only senior issues in general in society, but also the goings-on of Palm Village retirement community in Reedley. We have with us in studio the two gentlemen that are usually with me, Ken Adams, and that's Jim Duick, the Director of Marketing.
Hello, Ken.
And we have Chuck Buller, Vice President of Advancement as well.
Hello, Chuck. Ken. Good to be with you today.
Good deal. So, Jim, I understand you want to talk about longevity today.
Been interesting the last few weeks, especially. I've been talking to quite a few families who are dealing with parents with dementia, and they never expected to have to deal with this. These are people who have been very responsible, successful, well-educated, hardworking, and the families' lives have just been completely turned upside down because of the issue of dementia and how it's affecting all of their lives.
It's funny you should mention that. I got a Christmas card from some friends I've known for a very long time. And up until last year, my friend's father and mother lived in the same house as they had for many, many, many decades. And then his mother died about a year ago. And then dad's 97 years old. So they decided to move into a new house and have dad live with them. And the newsletter said he's dealing with liver issues and a couple of different forms of cancer. So
things change.
I thought, wow, that's exact type of things we've been talking about.
Right. So there's just a lot of things that can happen in a family that can't necessarily be planned for.
Right.
And so it is good if you are living, if you're a senior and you are living in a retirement community like Palm Village, where should something unexpected happen, you've got resources and you have people you can talk to and everything's in place to deal with whatever may come. But there's still many families where the senior parents are still living in their home, and now things change, and now the family has to do something, and it's very, very difficult.
Not to digress from the topic at hand, but Chuck, that's kind of where your element comes in with what's blooming for 2013, and that's Palm Village at Home. For seniors who do stay in their home, they're going to have, well, an advocate. They're going to have a place to connect to get help when they need help on referrals of whether it's auto repair or plumbing or whatever the case might be.
Yeah, probably a little later in the year. We're just really beginning to set the program up in early 2013. And so I would think by, you know, mid to late spring, we'll have some services available.
Good.
And in the meantime, if you have questions about that, you can still connect with me at Palm Village at 638-6933, and I'll still get those phone messages. So just kind of, you know, put that away as a thought for the future.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Coming in 2013, yeah. Palm Village at Home.
Well, and our CEO, David Reimer, and Chuck have been looking into this for quite some time. It isn't anything new because we realize not everybody's living at Palm Village, and there are many people that are still living in their homes, and we want to be able to connect with them and be able to provide services for them.
In fact, I think it was a week or two ago on the program, Chuck shared the results of a survey that you sent out to a specific senior age group in basically all the zip codes of Fresno, and the overwhelming response was, well, we'd rather stay in our own home as we age.
Sure. Yeah, and you know, one of the realities is we'll find out to what degree people want to follow that up with, you know, actually becoming a member. There's a segment of seniors, it's not a hard question. If I were to ask you, Ken, could I help you grow old at home, the obvious answer is yes. We have to still figure out how that question, which is a positive question, and very few people kind of emotionally would disagree with that, kind of, you know, put that on where the rubber meets the road, per se, and see if we can provide some services. In the meantime, no matter what we do about that, I like Jim here, you know, kind of intuitively partial to the one-stop shopping of a place like Palm Village. Both of our parents have been through that, and we hope to keep Palm Village Reedley just as strong as we can into the future, certainly through my retirement, because I may need it someday, and
yeah,
as Jim was referring, especially when you get memory-related illnesses. And so the two programs shouldn't be seen as opposites or working against each other.
Complementary.
Complementary.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, Jim, again, getting back to the longevity issue, as we've talked about in past programs, and the statistics bear it out, people are living longer these days. And there's going to be a whole lot more of us living longer with every passing day and passing year.
That's right. And recent publications from the Federal Agency of Administration on Aging shows those in the United States who are 65 or older will increase from 13% of the population to 19% of the population by 2030. So there's going to be more and more people that are going to fall into this senior category. Those 65 years or older currently number 39.6 million. Mm-hmm. That's current.
That's right now.
Yeah. Well, actually, no. That was as of 2009, which the latest year that this data was available.
Okay.
This demographic segment represents about one in every eight Americans. One in eight. By 2030, it's estimated there will be about 72 million seniors, again, those 65 and older, more than twice their number in the year 2000, only 12 years ago.
Again, I love that statistic. We baby boomers are turning 65 on an average of how many a day for how long?
10,000 a day for 20 years.
That's what they
years,
keep
right?
saying, yeah. You bet.
10,000 a day for the next 20 years.
When that number does hit, that's going to be one in five Americans.
Wow.
One in five are going to be 65 plus. And as I talk to families about what's going on with their senior parents, I was meeting with an organization in Fresno that specializes in dealing with memory care and Alzheimer's and dementia. They were telling me that one in two seniors that are 85 or older have some form of dementia. 50%. 50% of them.
And probably that means we're just a lot better at diagnosing it.
You know, there's a lot of factors in that. That could very well be because years ago we called it hardening of the arteries and we called it a lot of things. And but people are living longer.
Correct.
So those, I know, for example, my own father has gone through three open heart surgeries. Mm. He happens to be 90, and his first one was at age 65. So if that technology had not been here, he wouldn't have made it past his 65th birthday.
Mm.
So things have really changed since the 1960s. Those 80 years and older, there's more and more people entering that age group as well. And a lot of the reason that we're living longer is in part because of medical and public health efforts that have been on the increase, rising standards of living, better education, healthier nutrition, and healthier lifestyles. All of that has contributed. And matter of fact, just since 2000, there's been a big increase. Our life expectancy since 2000 has gone up 10 years.
Wow.
When you forecast that out to the future because of these things.
I think another interesting dynamic, all three of us being baby boomers, is during our generation, families tended to be somewhat bigger. Usually it was two, three, maybe more children in the family. And I think, isn't the statistic over the last 15 or 20 years that families now are becoming smaller? A lot of couples are not having children or they're having one child. And so there's a smaller force to support the large number of boomers.
That's right. And one statistic I looked up was, you know, the maximum age somebody has actually lived. And believe it or not, they've been tracking this. And the longest living person happened to be a French woman who lived to 122 years old.
Wow.
This is recent. The maximum recorded recent lifespan for humans has increased from, it was 103 years old in 1798. Then there was someone who lived to be 110 in 1898. Another person lived to be 115 years in 1990. And Jean Calmette's death in 1997 allowed her to live up to, she was 122.45 years old when she passed away.
Wow.
122 in 1997.
You know, because we're on a Christian radio station here, one of the interesting parentheses to that is that since the flood and that kind of dating in the Old Testament, the average lifespan has been about 80 to 100 years.
Yeah, well, what does it say? 3 score and 10 is the average.
You know what? It really hasn't changed all that much. You know, what's different now, markedly, is if Joseph lived to about 110, you know, we may get back to those kind of numbers because of medical science. And so there just are so many more that are going to live well into their 80s and 90s, whereas when people used to maybe live to 90 or 100, there were just a far greater number of people who had died earlier from, you know, heart disease or something else.
Right.
And so It's just the glut of Americans who are going to be 80 and 90 that makes it complicated. Yep. The lifespan really isn't going to be all that different.
Haven't you told us in past programs, Chuck, that one of the demographics that's increasing in number is the 100-plus demographic?
Yes. Uh-huh. Fast-growing. Yep. I've told you a lot of things on the radio, Ken, and that was one of the statistics I quoted, yes.
And you're
a good student.
I pay attention. I
want to thank Ken Adams here at Christmas time for helping Jim and I do this. You know, I run into all kinds of people in Visalia, where I live, Reedley, Dinuba, Fresno, where I work sometimes, who actually hear this broadcast. And I'm always almost a little surprised, but I forget that their radio is still a great medium in our culture. And Christians in particular often tune into their favorite preacher or radio program, and then they kind of find us in between. And so we want to continue to talk to our KRDU audience in 2013, and where we can bring new data, new statistics, new realities, because the senior demographic is really at the center of the cultural action today.
One of the things that's changed over the course of the past year is just in the past few months, you brought me into the equation co-hosting the program with you two gents. You used to just solo in the studios of KRDU. But one of the things I appreciate about this program is even folks who will never have any contact with Palm Village any way, shape, or form, they might be listening on the internet in New Jersey or something, but there's a takeaway value to especially the longer edition, because these are issues that are facing all of us, whether we're the ones, well, everybody's aging, but whether we're the ones entering our senior years or whether we're the children of the seniors. So it's a lot of takeaway value.
Heart disease, it still continues to be the leading cause of death, even though I just talked to someone yesterday who's going to be 80. His father died of a heart attack at age 65, and they didn't know what it was that he died from.
Wow. Interesting.
And so things have really changed.
Yeah.
Even though that's still the leading cause, we are living longer, and we're experiencing other things now, like dementia, more cases of that, because people are living longer.
Yeah.
And I think you want to be positioned, if you can, for the unexpected. Planning and anticipating your future needs, I just think, makes good sense. Getting the facts is especially important, and choosing the options that you want now before it's too late and your choices become someone else's decisions.
Yeah.
We're living longer and longer, and your retirement years will likely look very different than your parents did. Whether you decide to plan or not, either way, you've implemented a plan.
How can folks reach Palm Village Retirement Community, Jim Duick or Chuck Bowler, if they've got questions?
Well, 559-638-6933 or palmvillage.com. If you'd like to make a Christmas year-end gift to our Living Legacy Fund, you can go to palmvillage.org and just point and click, and we'll help you do that as well.
Again, the Living Legacy Fund is established that for folks who qualify to live at Palm Village, if through no fault of their own they exhaust their financial resources, they will never be asked to leave. No one has ever been asked to leave for that reason.
Not for that reason.
There you go. There you go. All right. Chuck Bowler, Jim Duick, bless you, gentlemen.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you, listener. Merry Christmas to you. And thanks for joining us for the Palm Village Word.